Welcome, everyone. We're tackling cybersecurity today.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got some really fascinating sources to dig into.
Absolutely.
Blog posts from actual security professionals in the field,
Yeah.
in-depth research reports
Yeah.
that really kind of lay out the landscape,
Yeah.
and even some stuff that draws parallels to military strategy, believe it or not.
Fascinating.
So get ready to kind of rethink how you see this whole world of cybersecurity, because
Yeah.
what we're going to find is it's way more than just firewalls and antivirus software.
It really is. And, the sources all point to this one big thing, right?
Okay.
They call it the egg mentality.
Egg mentality.
Yeah,
Yeah.
picture an egg, right? Tough outer shell, but inside you've got that soft, vulnerable yolk.
Yeah, makes sense.
And that's kind of how a lot of organizations approach cybersecurity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They put all their effort into this hard outer shell of like perimeter defenses,
Right.
but then they neglect the internal security
The
practices.
yolk.
Exactly, the yolk.
So they're building these like digital Fort Knoxes, but then forgetting to lock the back door.
Exactly. And that's where that statistic from the reports really hits home.
Yeah.
70% of IT professionals feeling pressured to prioritize speed and cost over security.
Wow.
That's a recipe for a weak yolk right there.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can all relate to that security often feels like a last-minute checkbox.
It does.
Not a core principle.
For sure.
But hold on. If this is so common, are the attackers actually taking advantage of this egg mentality?
Oh, they absolutely are. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
One blog post had this chilling example of Company X, right?
Okay.
Top-notch firewalls, the latest security software, the whole nine yards.
State of the art.
But guess what? They got breached.
Oh, no.
Not through some like super complex zero-day exploit,
Huh.
but because they neglected basic password hygiene.
No way.
Yeah, simple brute force attack on weak passwords,
Curious.
and boom, their entire system was compromised.
It's like spending millions on a security system for your house, but leaving the key under the mat.
Exactly, and it highlights this key concept from the sources.
Okay.
Cyber warfare is inherently asymmetrical.
Okay.
Think about classic warfare, right? Two armies, roughly equal resources,
Right.
battling it out on a defined battlefield.
Yeah.
Cyberspace, completely different.
Right.
The attackers have this massive advantage.
Yeah.
Anonymity, low cost of attack. They can strike anytime, anywhere.
And they just need to find one single weak point.
One weak point.
That's it. While on the defense, you've got security teams stretched thin,
Oh, yeah.
trying to defend this massive, constantly expanding attack surface
It's like trying to defend a castle with a million doors and windows.
against an invisible army.
Exactly, an invisible army that can strike anywhere, anytime.
That's daunting.
It is, and here's the really unsettling part.
What's that?
One of the reports highlighted how attackers actually use public cybersecurity information.
You mean the stuff meant to help defender?
Exactly, they use it to their advantage. They
Wow.
even reverse engineer software patches, you know?
To figure out how to attack unpatched systems.
Precisely, they're using our defenses against us.
That's playing chess on a whole other level.
It really is. So it begs the question, right?
Yeah.
If technology alone isn't enough, how do we shift from this reactive egg mentality to a more proactive security stance?
Okay, so let's crack this open. What are some concrete steps organizations can take to move beyond just building a thicker shell?
Well, it starts with understanding that true security is a multi-layered approach. It
Yeah.
goes beyond just technology.
More than just the tech.
It's about people processes and creating a culture of security awareness.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Let's break down these layers. What
Okay.
should organizations be focusing on?
All right, first up, multi-factor authentication.
The two locks on the door.
Exactly, simple but remarkably effective.
Right.
Then there's access control, the principle of least privilege,
Okay.
limiting access to only what's absolutely necessary for each job role.
Makes sense. So it's about being strategic and minimizing those entry points.
Exactly.
What else is crucial?
Patching may seem annoying, those constant updates,
Yeah.
but delaying them is like leaving a welcome mat out for attackers.
So no more clicking, remind me later.
Nope, no more remind me later.
But it sounds like technology alone isn't enough.
It's not.
How do we bring the human element into this?
That's where security awareness training comes in.
Right.
But we need to go beyond just spotting phishing emails.
More than just phishing.
It's about embedding a security-first mindset in everything we do online.
Got it.
And finally, incident response planning.
Okay.
It's like having a fire escape plan for cyber attacks.
So being prepared, not just hoping for the best.
Exactly. And this preparedness leads us to a fascinating area of cybersecurity,
All right.
artificial intelligence.
AI, it's everywhere these days. How is it impacting cybersecurity?
Well, the sources paint this picture of AI as a double-edged sword.
Ooh, double version of
It can be an incredible boon for defenders acting like these tireless digital detectives. AI can analyze enormous amounts of data to spot anomalies and threats
Much faster than humans.
way faster, potentially even before they strike.
Wow.
It can also handle those routine tasks like patching and vulnerability scans.
So less human error.
Exactly. And get this, AI might even be able to predict future attacks.
By analyzing historical data.
Precisely, it's like having a cybersecurity Nostradamus.
That's mind-blowing. But if AI is this powerful, surely attackers are finding ways to use it to their advantage as well.
Oh, absolutely. While AI can be a powerful ally for defenders,
Right.
it also presents new challenges.
Like what?
Attackers are leveraging AI to automate their attacks.
So they're creating armies of bots.
Exactly, for things like spreading malware or launching denial of service attacks.
And that makes them harder to defend against.
Much harder because of their speed and volume.
Right.
And here's the really scary part. AI can analyze social media data to craft incredibly convincing personalized phishing messages.
So they're tailored to our interests and vulnerabilities.
Exactly, making them much harder to spot.
So AI is giving attackers the ability to weaponize our own information against us.
Precisely. And that brings us to one of the most unsettling applications of AI,
Oh, what's that?
deepfakes.
Okay.
Imagine AI-generated videos or audio that are so realistic,
Okay.
they're virtually indistinguishable from the real thing.
That's creepy.
This technology could be used for spreading misinformation,
Oh, wow.
creating incredibly convincing phishing scams,
Yeah.
even manipulating
It's a
evidence.
whole new level of deception.
It really is.
This has been an incredible start.
Yeah.
It's clear that cybersecurity is much more than just a technical game.
For sure.
It's about understanding the motivations, the strategies, the psychology of both the attackers and the defender.
Absolutely.
But we've only just scratched the surface. I can't wait to delve deeper into this world and see what other insights our sources have to offer. Be sure to join us for part two.
Definitely looking forward to it.